We're not tech heavy for this presentation, so it's all good. The wonders of taking the same cable, flipping it in the opposite direction, and suddenly it worked. Yay. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good.
1 hour in, and are your lives already changed by everything wonderful at this convention? Say yes.
Yes.
Awesome. The purpose of this presentation this morning is, first of all, to begin to change the dynamics of how you think about your business. Yes, the content is going to be about content. We'll explain that. In terms of how do you actually produce content that gets people interacting with your information? How do you establish rapport, credibility, social proof, reciprocity, all these things we're going to talk about. So what's kind of interesting is the topic today is content creation, hypnotic headlines, but I don't want to talk about that for the first 10 minutes. Because we need to talk instead about how you think about your business. Because in most ways, as we think about our services, whether we're hypnotherapist, whether we're stage hypnotist, whether we do a lot of speaking, whether we're doing products. In most cases, many of us are thinking about our business in terms of this one specific thing. A core offer, which would be that come into my office and here are the services that I offer. You can work with me one-on-one to create these changes in your life. You can call me and you can be having me travel out to your event, whether it's a corporate, whether it's a school, and it's a stage hypnosis program, but really it's a motivational program disguised as a stage hypnosis program. Ooh, isn't that clever? And that might be my core offer. And I tell you right now that most people in this hypnosis industry are doing this stuff the hardest way possible. Call this number to book your sessions. And understand that there's a bit of an arc that has to occur in the mindset of your client. And this is true of any business out there. As a side note, the more that I study this business stuff, the more effective I become as a hypnotist. Because the journey from curious about this product to here's my credit card is oddly extremely similar to here is this change that I'm stuck inside of, and here I am now inside of this solution. So whether we're selling a product, whether we're selling our core offer, whether we're doing a product, whether we're making a change, it's the same conversation in the mind. Is that making sense to you? So again, you look at most hypnotist websites, call this number to book your session, call this number to book the show, and I would tell you your clients are not yet ready to make that buying decision. So what can we begin to do? Because the game is, we as a community, let's talk website briefly, throwing some opening frames at you here. We often would think, oh, there's this fancy, sexy little term called search engine optimization. I need to do that. And I'm going to tell you what I'm about to draw up here. Unless you've done what you're about to see, you are throwing money at something that is not working. Would you rather send more visitors, more traffic at a website, at an offer that isn't really working for you? Or would you rather convert, optimize, book more of those people that are already interacting with your content? And it's all about hypnotic rapport. It's all about guiding people through a spectrum of a conversation in such a way that establishes rapport, establishes credibility. And the truth is, this process absolutely should begin with content. And content is exactly what this presentation this morning is going to be focused on. And you could go from content directly to core offer. So many of you may already have this in play, though you're going to learn strategies, as I like to say, to do this more good or better, to use the proper grammar, which would be, here's my website, here's information about stopping smoking, here's information about all these various services, you can read about it, and call me and book sessions. Yet we can go a little bit further than that by offering some other mechanisms inside of this. This next piece of terminology is interchangeable. A lead magnet, which is some sort of offer. In most cases, this is something behind the wall of some sort of opt-in. Click this button to get this thing now. Grow your hypnosis business with free videos, tips, and tricks. Get instant access. And this is kind of fun because when they click it, oh, they get to enter their email address. And behind the wall of that opt-in offer, there's a specific thing. Let me share with you a fun word, which is completely made up. and just a little formula in terms of how do you make that lead magnet actually work better, which would be if you thingify it. You turn it into a thing. I look out into the audience, and I actually know a lot of you. Some of you are new faces, and I say this in full respect to everybody in this room. Nobody wants to sign up for your damn newsletter. Why? Hey, I'm going to send you emails on Thursday because it's Thursday, and Thursday's when I send out emails. Yay. As opposed to, has anyone ever had a challenge or some doubt as to whether or not the client in the chair was sufficiently deep in hypnosis? And maybe you were kind of in your head about, should I proceed with the process? Has anyone here ever had that challenge as you're working with clients? And for example, here on my site, here's this little button that says Go Deep, the roadmap to guiding your clients to profoundly deep hypnosis. They can click that and it says learn more, share your email address to get the good stuff. And it's a free video mini course available on my website. That is a specific offer. That is a lead magnet. There's a guy by the name of Jeff Walker. I like his terminology. He calls it an ethical bribe because it's a financial transaction without finances. I am giving you my email address to give you permission to send me that thing that you really want. There's a guy by the name of Dan Candell that he and I worked together on a little project of his, that he was at a health fair and he was offering information on weight loss. And instead we converted it over to be, visit my table to get the 5-minute craving buster, which oddly enough was the same content. It was a little short audio program that people could request, but we thingified it. We turned it into a thing. So again, I love all of you, but no one wants your damn newsletter. So give them an offer that is something specific, something that's going to be of value, and that's going to get people engaging. What we're building here is a funnel, because the funnel comes in and everybody can see the free visible content. How many of you listen to my podcast, Work Smart Hypnosis? If not, shame on you. I will pass out postcards in a moment. Come on in, have a seat. So that's my content in terms of my training material. And then from there, you've seen a couple of these lead magnets offers. I'm going to put the next thing up here. That's fine. We're mostly here. Then from there, this next one I'll put in red because it's not absolutely necessary, but it sure does work quite well. It's a little concept called a tripwire. Here's a fun little bit of psychology. $500 product, $500 service. Let's just turn this thing off. Let's just get a buffer. The journey from $0 to $500 is massive. However, the journey from $7 to $500 is extremely short. The moment someone crosses that threshold and becomes a buyer, it's an entirely different dynamic. You know what department stores hate? What can I help you out with? Oh, I'm just looking around. As opposed to, I'm 5'4" and I cannot buy belts in department stores because they're all for people who are normal human man height. and I have to go online and find ratchet belts. Listen for the click. Okay, there we are. And it's where, can I help you out? And I'm going, where's the boys section? And they're going, how old is your son? I'm going, it's for me. I'm just browsing again. So the entry point, though, is that I find a company that makes things for people who are my height, and suddenly I bought their low-dollar product, but suddenly, oh, they also sell pants in my size. Oh, they also sell T-shirts that don't get down to my knees. I crossed that threshold, I bought a low-dollar product, and now they've got a customer for life. So this one is optional inside of this. So is this next one, which would be a magical little thing called a profit maximizer, which would be, let's throw this into our hypnotherapy context for a moment. Here's my website with all sorts of information about my services, stop smoking, lose weight, overcome fears, smoke more, you know, you never know what they want. So then from there, I could have a lead magnet. Similar to, this is actually working right now. Feel free to visit Virginia. We're going to be back and forth. VirginiaHypnosis.com, and someone finds themselves on my Stop Smoking page on my website, and content, they're able to watch videos me, ooh, building rapport through the screen. Last year, I did a presentation called Online Videos for Fun and Profit. I will share that with all of you here in this room. The methodologies of how I use video to really make my business run. But you want to see a lead magnet in action? Kick the Habit, free download. Click here. The Best Mindset for Change, How to Build an Environment for Success, How to Release Self-Imposed Challenges. They click, and they have to enter their email address to get that valuable content. The cool thing about this is it is rewarding people by interacting with them more. Because, Kathleen, do you smoke? Hallelujah, it worked. she doesn't smoke. I should not be sending her stuff about stop smoking. Does that make sense? Yeah, so I want to be able to niche down to that specific market because what I'm doing here, this is my favorite new piece of terminology. It's the concept of what's called a dog whistle, which technically, metaphorically, I am blowing that whistle and not every dog in the dog park comes running. But I'm blowing the whistle about the free kick the habit, stop smoking report, and this person who wants to kick the habit is now interacting with that, and they're leading themselves down this path. You with me so far? But then from there, what if I offered to thingify the 5-minute nicotine craving buster? Because here's this really cool technique that I teach my clients, that in a matter of the first few moments, you can completely eradicate that craving for a cigarette and completely move on with the rest of your day back in control. All of you with any bit of hypnotic knowledge can produce that content today. A deep breath anchor, an EFT process, whatever it is. With that headline, ooh, headline, we're getting to the content here. With that headline, you now have a thing you can offer and you make the irresistible offer. Because I want to make that available to you for just $7. Click here right now. And the phrase that below $10 is nowadays the new free. How many of you have money sitting in a PayPal account that you haven't transferred over to? Yeah, exactly. How many of you will look at various apps on the various smartphones and you see something's $1.99 and you just click it without even thinking about your budget? Low cost is the new free. But then from there, you're guiding them down this channel, and then bam, here comes your core offer. And what have you done? You've been establishing credibility. You've been establishing authority. You've been establishing that this is the person who knows what they're talking about, and they get results. However, how many of you are also trainers, instructors? Because where appropriate, perhaps that core offer of here of my services could become a profit maximizer. Of you can also sign up for these other workshops that I do. You can also learn these skills. So I want you to take a moment and consider this statement that in business, it's very rarely the platform that's the issue. What do I mean by platform? Facebook, websites, giving talks. How many people here have given a talk at a Rotary group and got your cold breakfast or your bland piece of chicken and left going, damn it, that didn't work? The platform was not the issue. The strategy was. Make sense? So before we actually launch into the content here, can you think about something you've maybe done in your business that did not work, that this formula would have made it work more good or better? Yes. Ignore the buffering, yay technology. With that, my name is Jason Lynette. I'm from Alexandria, Virginia. I'm in Virginia and I do hypnosis and I named my business Virginia Hypnosis, and the gods of Google opened up in virginiahypnosis.com. That's my website. Feel free to go there, browse around, and any of the things that are there, click the buttons, interact with it so you can see this stuff actually in action. Over the years, I've kind of been branded as the hypnosis business guinea pig. I will never stand here and teach you things that I have not done myself. And I do that out of frustration because in my early years going to events like this, there'd be someone standing in the center of the room teaching things that they haven't done themselves. So again, take note, with full respect, this shit works. So as we guide them down this channel, we're establishing rapport, we're establishing credibility, and the whole way through, think about this for a moment. Look at all the value I'm giving before they actually come in and we swipe the credit card and they're a paying client. Do you see that this is also the formula to increase your value, increase your rates, and increase your income as well. Yes? Awesome. But it all begins with content. Hypnotic headlines, content creation formulas, which the goal of this is, how many of you have had that experience where you've been sitting staring at an empty computer screen, staring at an empty sheet of paper, and playing the game of what the hell am I going to write? Yeah? Because I'm going to show you the exact formulas that I use. Now, without the proper framework, many of you would go, oh, he's copying things from other places. But when you see the formula, we are not plagiarizing, we are not copying. What is our wonderful NLP language?
Modeling.
We are modeling excellence. So, and by the time you see the formula put in place, you're going to realize that it is completely untraceable. It cannot be tracked in terms of what I've done, because there's a really cool thing that's going on in terms of modern culture, the way information is shared, that is the easiest formula. So, content, where does this plug in? Well, I mean, here on my website, now that the actual presentation is working, you know, there's stuff that's written on my website. There's that Kick the Habit report, 7 steps for successful smoking cessation. I could not fit any more S's inside of that. The same as I do my live trainings. Click here to sign up for the video test drive experience. And I mentioned before, by the way, the video that I did last year, all about doing videos for your website in a really easy format. That's a really low cost and no cost way of doing that. Is that something you'd all be interested in seeing?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. That's content. I get nerded out too much because I use the techniques as I'm teaching them. So as we look at this, the content, it could be information on a website. It could be a talk you give at a presentation, such as an event like this, or going and talking to a Rotary group, going and talking to a business group. Anytime you are delivering information, let's play a little game, though. I know we have people from all over the world here in the room. N-I-C-H-E. How is that word pronounced?
Niche.
No, it's pronounced niche because it rhymes with rich. Be specific to be terrific. When you try to sell everything to everybody, you end up selling nothing to nobody. Because again, I love you all, but nobody wants to sign up for your damn newsletter. However, you want to quit smoking, and here are 7 steps you can take today to reduce or eliminate this habit. A little bit more interesting, right? As opposed to standing here and going, I'm going to give everybody here a free plant. As opposed to, I have a video resource that teaches you the mechanisms of how I do videos like I've done on my website that get people interacting, build rapport, and have helped to pack my office weeks in advance. That's a congruent offer niched down to this specific group. Similar to that, there's a webinar I'm doing in about a month called The Ultimate Referral System, Double Your Hypnosis Business. The mechanisms that I use to actually get feedback from virtually every client that I work with, and then get that feedback and then feed that back to them and make it ridiculously easy for them to go to Yelp and Google and plant that review online. Would that be of interest to you?
Yes.
Ooh, dangle the carrot a little bit more. So, the content in terms of where it plugs in, all these different options. But how the heck do we come up with that? How do we begin to create that? That's the interesting question. What I would encourage from this point forward is that anytime you have the opportunity to write, to present, to speak, to share, to produce, niche it down. Would I rather have you speaking at this local Chamber of Commerce event about things you did not know about hypnosis? Perhaps, but that's rather watered down. As opposed to, what are the characteristics of the people in a room at a Chamber of Commerce event? They're all business owners. They're all business owners who are getting out into the public and speaking about what they do. And hey, folks, what's the most common fear that people have?
Public speaking.
So could you get up at that Chamber of Commerce event and instead of talking about hypnosis, a thing they don't know they need yet, a thing they don't know they should be shopping for, or establish yourself as the expert by niching down and presenting strategies for overcoming public speaking fears, or rather than the away from pain, move towards the pleasure. 5 strategies to make your speaking even more influential. And is that a headline? Is that something that you'd all actually, I see many of you nodding. Man, I should write that. That sounds good. So that being said, before we get to the actual formula of how to put this all together, where does the actual stuff come from? Well, I am somebody that I do not believe in hypnotic scripts. My program that I do online called Hypnotic Workers, there's not a script to be found inside of it. It's all teaching process-oriented hypnosis. It's all about contextual thinking. Let's stop pigeonholing techniques. Oh, glove anesthesia, that's about pain relief. No, it's about changing a kinesthetic hypnotic phenomenon. And if that's the case, can't we use that glove anesthesia thing to eradicate that craving for a cigarette, that feeling of anxiety? Yes. Age regression is not just about finding the cause. So people who get up and say, age regression is bad, it's a category. We can also regress to a positive experience. So inside of that, what's the content? What I'd encourage you to do to write your content is create an avatar, which would be that big, tall, blue thing that runs fast. No, the avatar would be that characteristic of your ideal client that you want to run down this funnel, that you want to run down the sequence. What are their goals? What are their challenges? What are their pain points? What are those things that they're concerned about? What's that thing that keeps them up at night? What's that thing that would pop up during the phone consult, the intake interview? And begin to write your content as if you're speaking directly to that person. Because the more personal you make, which by the way, this is a profession with mostly solo practitioners in a solo office. So stop using the royal we to make yourself sound bigger. Because Mohammed, I can work with you on this and you and I can solve this thing together. As opposed to when you come into our office and they show up and you've got a 10 by 10 room with a recliner and a chair. And you've called it a hypnosis center. It's a hypnosis room. No strike about that. We can still run massively profitable businesses even in that context. So the content of what we actually present comes about instead from the filter of what are those things I would bring into the change process. And again, this isn't plagiarizing, this isn't copying, it's modeling excellence. As much as I'm an anti-scripts guy, the podcast with Bob Burns that came out yesterday, listen to that one, it's outstanding. He and I talk about templates. The metaphor I love is the stand-up comedian who is doing crowd work. And, hey, sir, what do you do for a living? And he's a lawyer. And suddenly he's got 7 solid minutes of lawyer jokes. They call that a hump. Suddenly here's the accountant. He's got 3 minutes on that. And actually, 2 years ago, I'm in Vegas, and the comedian's doing crowd work, and he looks at me and he goes, what do you do? And I go, hypnotist. Yeah. Okay, what do you do? And he gets a huge laugh by ignoring me. And I chatted him up after the show, and I just go, is that what you did? He goes, yeah, I thought that he'd get a bigger laugh. So we do have recognized chunks. You're in my office to quit smoking because the baby's on the way. I got 6 minutes on that. So the things you would say inside of your process, again, the pain points, the pleasure points, that's your content. However, I would encourage we work from the top down, which is exactly what this presentation is about in terms of hypnotic headlines. There is a phenomenon that is happening online. A phenomenon that suddenly has flooded the internet with so much content, so much information, so much knowledge to be shared, so many things that people are sharing on social media, and it's going viral. And oftentimes when you see that headline on a website, you click it because you want to see. And it's a magical little thing called the listicle. Because it's not quite a list, it's not quite an article, it's a listicle. 7 steps towards successful smoking cessation. And what if there was an easy to master, easy to learn formula? And I see a lot of people are frantically writing down notes. I film all of my talks. So by the way, we'll pass these around. These are, just grab one and pass them around. These are the other presentations I'm doing this weekend. I encourage you to be with me in the room live because it's more fun. But even if you can't, I will make the videos of all 3 presentations that I've made available to you. Sound good? Awesome. and my sound is awesome. So how do we actually produce that content? How do we actually get that in motion? There's a little thing that's in business, and Chris Thompson in the back of the room with Mike Mandel Hypnosis, here's the fun question. Hey, Chris, do you delete your junk mail? Do you delete your junk mail?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Why? Because it's a little magical thing we call a swipe file. I subscribe to as many things as I can. I am shamed by the statement I'm about to make. Here in the US, about 2 weeks ago, I donated $5 to the Donald Trump campaign, and I donated $5 to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Why? Because they're hiring really good people to write their content, and I want to see it all. And actually, I'll open up my personal email here in a couple of moments, and we'll go through and begin to see some headlines. We'll be able to see some calls to action. We'll be able to see the stuff that they're sending out that is getting people interacting, getting people involved. How much money was Bernie Sanders raising from each and every contributor?
$30.
27. 27, not 30, 27. Be specific to be terrific. Niche it down. So, more information about quitting smoking? No, it's the Kick the Habit special report. Click here to learn about my class. No, right here now, click the button to get the video test drive experience of, listen for the hypnotic language, of to learn what it's like to take my class before you even take my class. Presupposition, you're going to take my class. Watch this video that I'm going to send you because it's a mechanism to meet me before you even come into my office. Now. Or not. So where does this stuff come from? I will show you my favorite resource, my favorite website. Who here has wasted a whole lot of your life, a whole lot of your time on BuzzFeed? Raise your hand in shame. BuzzFeed is sort of an aggregate-based website. They now have a massively, massively big team of writers and producers, yet BuzzFeed collects all sorts of data. Yes, they are publishing news. They didn't always. The same is true, by the way, of we can look at other various websites, and for those watching the video later, you can also use HuffingtonPost.com, and again, money went to the Donald, money went to the Hillary. Fox News, Huffington Post, I work on both sides because, again, they hire good people. And obviously, let's go back to BuzzFeed here for a moment. Maybe I wouldn't want to send an email out with a headline about backing down on the bikinis and all the different things. However, as we scroll down, let me zoom in a little bit here. And, hello. We'll go back over to that. If I scroll down on BuzzFeed, hey, Chris, do me a favor. Would you zoom the camera out just slightly? Thank you. And so, for example, 10 ways to better your relationship through mindfulness. Ooh, look at the headline of that article. And are you already perhaps connecting? That's good, Chris. Are you already perhaps connecting what the formula is? Because we can simply take that headline, 10 ways to better your relationship through mindfulness, and if we are a hypnotist that's working with people on improving their relationships, now we have something to model. Though, as I like to say as a person who watches way too many infomercials, but wait, there's more. Because we can take that same formula and instead chunk it down to be one simple thing. Number blank to blank. Number blank for blank. And there is your simplest content creation hypnotic headline formula. Because this is stuff that gets specific. This is stuff that grabs people's attention. And why was Bernie Sanders asking for $27? Because it wasn't 30. And would you click the thing? Yes, that one says 10 ways. But if it said 11 ways, that grabs people's attention even further because it is so much more specific, it is so much more chunked down, and it's going to grab your attention. And yes, if you really wanted to, you could play, that light is about to fall, squirrel. that you could, no one stand under that. You could play the strategy of what's technically at times a clickbait style strategy, 11 ways to improve your health through hypnosis. Number 7 will surprise you. And what happens? By the way, I mentioned search engine optimization. Here's a filter that no company you could ever hire could do for you. Because the time on the page is one of the most valuable assets of what Google is measuring in terms of how valuable your website is. So you could hire someone to plant seeds and cookies about your website all over the internet. Don't do that crap. It's going to hurt you. Content is king. Because as people are spending more time on your website, that information is being translated over to Google. That information is now also channeling through their mind, guiding them down this funnel, increasing your value. And the more I do of these things, the more my rates continue to increase. My sessions typically these days start at about $350 for that 75-minute chunk, and I raise my rates whenever my schedule is booked full several weeks in advance. And I just haven't raised them recently because I've been busy with a lot of stuff. So again, it's that mechanism of the more value, the more, let's put it into our context, the more rapport that I'm building. Let's play a little bit further. Let's do one together. Has anyone here ever clicked the guilty pleasure of 17 child stars who you won't recognize? Again, this stuff works. So here is the simple formula. Whether it's the legends behind this, by the way, Cosmopolitan magazine. It used to be the advice of doing this, which you'd go to the grocery store, you'd buy Red Book, you'd buy Prevention, you'd buy Women's Health, you'd buy Cosmo. And even here on Cosmo, look at this one. Oh, it's the same formula over and over. My favorite joke in terms of business is that it's the birthday party clown who's making animal balloons, because I can make you any animal you want, as long as it looks like a dog or a snake. So 5 things you should keep when you transition your wardrobe for fall. Let's play with that one. Someone yell out a niche that you would like to work more with inside of your hypnosis business. Whether it's speaking, whether it's personal change, what do you want to see more clients, more bookings inside of? Someone throw something at. Weight loss?
IBS.
Enjoy your lunch. IBS. Weight loss is easy. Let's play with the IBS. Those are words that have never been said out loud before. 5 things you should keep when you... 5 things you should keep when you transition your wardrobe for the fall. We're going to take that headline and we're going to spin it. We're going to model excellence. So by the time we're done, we're going to have a formula to then produce content that that person who is looking to overcome their challenges with IBS would want to engage and travel down this yellow brick road to this wonderful change they're about to create with us. Let's stick with the number 5. 5 things you should keep when you transition your wardrobe for fall. Well, that formula needs to be adjusted because I can't think of things that people with IBS would need to keep around. And if there was, it would perhaps be, Perhaps it would be things like medications and things that really we as hypnotic practitioners, non-medical people of change, it's not my place to comment on that. So 5, let's turn it into techniques, 5 strategies. 5 strategies and make it compelling. Remember our modal operators. 5, rather than 5 things you'd like to know, 5 techniques you must know to improve your digestion. 5 techniques you must make use of today. Ooh, immediacy. 5 techniques you must learn today to allow your body to function much more naturally. Click this link now to learn the strategies I've shared with people who have improved their health. Now, we have a headline now, and now we go back to our avatar. We create a client. Even better, create multiple clients. And imagine you're pulling back with that bow and arrow, you're letting go, and that magical bow is going to now filter through all these different channels, through this client, through this client, through this client. And it is a bit of a dog whistle strategy because maybe not every single one of those points is going to be a direct hit. So we do want to kind of address a group mentality, but also niche it down to this one individual person. I'm not pointing and saying you have this condition. So five techniques you must learn today to improve your digestion. And what are the things that perhaps we would be suggesting inside of a hypnosis process for IBS as your cause and effect? What's the formula for a hypnotic suggestion? It's an action followed by a result. As you do this, this thing's happened. When I say hey, you say ho, hey, it works. So as you're eating this food, you begin to imagine just how wonderful your body is properly digesting. As you retrain your brain, you retrain your body. What we expect often becomes the result. There's strategy number one. Number two, begin to fill in the blanks. Now, what happens if suddenly as you're writing your content now, maybe now you hit that brick wall and you only come up with four techniques? What do? You change the name of your headline. And what happens when you are so brilliant and you are on fire and you've got 13? What do you do, folks? Well, you could. You could just change the headline, or we could thingify even further. Which is more compelling? 13 strategies to improve your digestion, or the one thing you need to know to take back control of your body. And now we're down this path even further. So again, let's play, because again, the more we workshop this, the more you see how simple it is. It's why I give you the buildup to give you the concept in terms of how we're going to make use of this. But again, we talk often in terms of producing sales with different concepts that would be referred to as mental triggers. What are those things that have to happen for someone to take that next step and become a paying customer? Well, there's the whole concept of proof. There's a concept of authority, which I say this not to be persuasive, but I do say this to be extremely persuasive. I do not do live consultations in my office. I have a 5-year-old daughter. I have a 3-year-old son. I see clients Tuesday through Friday. I do a 10, a 12, a 2, and a 4. And at 5:30, I'm in my car driving home to have dinner with the family, do bath time, bedtime, read the kids a book. So my day is very structured. So I only ever do my consult process on the phone. I teach this thing I call the 500K phone process. It's the exact formula of how in about 10 minutes or less, some of you were in my pre-conference where we went through this, of establishing that credibility, establishing that rapport the whole way through. And this is slightly sneaky, but then again, we are artists of persuasion and artists of personal change. And consider this little filter. If you can have a person on the phone or in the consult, in the buying process, realize that they haven't thought about the issue they want to address as much as they should have. I'll give you my favorite example. I have a fear of public speaking. Can I come work with you on that? And my follow-up question is, well, that's a big category. Is it fear leading up to the presentation, and then once you're speaking, you do fine? Are you nervous before and during the presentation? Or I've seen this one a few times. You're calm and comfortable leading up to it, and then you're fine during the presentation, and then it's this massive adrenaline rush afterwards and you almost pass out. Of those categories, which one are you? And they're having to now dip back inside. They're having to do that search to go, oh, I guess I'm this one, which is a moment where you are establishing a level of credibility. Because clearly you are the expert and you're thinking about it on levels that they haven't yet addressed. Here's a fun one for the person wanting to stop smoking. Of those 20 cigarettes a day that you're smoking, how many are you lighting up because you've actively made the decision you want one right now, as opposed to that's the same time you always would have done it? Which forces them into that transderivational search to realize, oh, I haven't really thought about this. So these things are establishing credibility, proof, and authority. Though the favorite one that I love more than anything else, I've mentioned it once before, but let's hit it now. It's that of reciprocity. Because if his free stuff is that good, I can't wait to see what the paid stuff is. It's that place of establishing credibility, establishing rapport. How many of you don't like selling? How many of you don't like sales? Anybody going to admit it publicly? I am never selling because instead I am always educating. I am always guiding you down this path, and I'm rewarding you because your interaction is providing you even more valuable content. And again, I use the strategies while we're doing it so you can actually see this stuff in motion. Because again, this is a lot of information. There's also the video resource. There's also my other presentations. There's also the webinar. And to get all these things, I'll pass this around. Just enter your email address and you'll get stuff from me right away. Go ahead and pass that around and we'll get this going. While that's moving around, let's just play with headlines for the last couple of moments here. Let's go back to BuzzFeed because they tend to be one of the easiest to work with. So here we are on BuzzFeed.com, and someone yell out a niche that you want to work with.
Allergy relief.
Allergy relief, beautiful. And let's play, because let's not actually do one with a number, because it doesn't have to be a number, though the number format is the easiest. And again, remember, the odder the number it is, the better it becomes. So 7 will convert better than 5. 9 will convert better than 3. Although oddly enough, to play the game of the one thing, that's the thing that's getting me the best response these days.
But that's an odd number.
One thing is an odd number. One is the loneliest number, exactly. So FYI, a lot of pop stars hate their own iconic songs. I had a client, I'm in the DC area. Quick tangent, it's a story worth telling. It was not Sir Mix-a-Lot, it was not Young MC, but it's someone of that style who had one song and has lived off of his entire life. And he goes, you know, I am sick of that song, but I don't have to worry about anything in my life ever again. So it's the whole, hey, will you do the song? Why, yes, I will. So FYI, a lot of pop stars hate their own iconic songs. Now let's play a game for a moment. If you were a songwriter and you got an email with that as the headline, would you open that email? If that was your specific market, yes. As opposed to more information about singers you already know. Yay. As opposed to FYI, where is it? A lot of pop stars hate their own iconic songs. Well, let's spin it. I'd rather turn it into a positive. I'd rather make it, although the truth is, as clever as we can often get, I'm never just sending the one single message. Because instead, the mechanism becomes, if this doesn't get to you, by the way, come see me at my table when the same offer will be there as well. Though as you look at that, we can take this, and we want to work with allergy relief. FYI, and let's just follow the concept, a lot of allergies can be controlled by the power of your mind. And we've spun that single headline into something. And as a hypnotist who works with people for allergies, do you already have some ideas as to what you could write for that topic?
I haven't yet started.
You haven't yet started. But you're going to write that this weekend, and you're going to share that, and you're going to go, this is how this looks, right?
Yes,
exactly. Take action. Do it now. Seize the moment. Let's keep playing. 44 thoughts you have when you go threading. Which I'm guessing that's... Which, by the way, this makes the content creation fun. Because again, we fold it into the niche market we want to go after. This is why, by the way, your ultimate design for a website, this is off of our topic, but this is worth hitting. In my program, Hypnotic Business Systems, I hit this in massive detail. Here's my navigation bar on my website, and it hits the home button, and then my big three products are featured, and then there's a drop down of other services. So my big three services are hypnosis training, it's stop smoking, and it's weight loss, then everything else is other. I will throw in one little extra filter here, which I wasn't going to share, but it makes sense to do it here. That's ugly. Let's flip this over, because there's a mechanism of how we can niche down and how we can think about our businesses in such a way that makes this process even better. Thank you. I'm saying thank you. He's showing me the numbers. I'm not crazy. This is obviously the hub of an old-timey wagon wheel, quite clearly. And this is the outer perimeter of that wagon wheel and these little spokes that go all around. The mechanism of building a business that I recommend the most, especially as a hypnotist, and this is kind of playing that game of eat your cake and have your cake and eat it too, is actually to position your core at times as a generalist practice. Virginia Hypnosis, it's got the laundry list of everything. However, the hub and spoke model, the spokes are the niches. So here I am at the Chamber of Commerce, and here are five techniques to improve your public speaking. Here I am, and I've positioned myself in front of a group of doctors, and here are six methods you may share with your patients to shift their thinking about their digestion. And I'm there in front of the group, and there's that niche-specific thing. The same as, for a while I had it live, as StopSmokingAlexandria.com. And I would pay for print ads. When you sell to everybody, you end up selling to nobody. When you sell to everybody, you sell to nobody. As opposed to when you chunk it down, get very specific. Who else is ready to quit smoking? StopSmokingAlexandria.com. That's all it said. It went to a single web page with a talking head video. Hi, I'm Jason Lynette, and this is who I am, this is what I do, and I'm going to teach you a method to take care of your cravings and put you back in control. To get that one thing, click this button right here. They entered the email address, and now we're going down that pathway. So it all begins with that content. It all begins with this creation. So let me give you all now homework. As I do private consulting with people, this is often one of the very first things that we do. Because again, it's very rarely the platform, it's almost always the strategy. So what are the platforms? Social media, blogging, live talks, audio programs, low dollar entry points, whatever these things are, for right now in these final moments, ignore the platform. And let's just focus on strategy. If I can give you one homework assignment, that if you do this in the next week, you will be that person who is taking serious action and putting this in motion, which is to start either with a Word document, a text document. As tech savvy as I am, this is my favorite piece of software. It's the standard text editor, either an Apple or Windows computer. It doesn't matter the platform anymore. They all talk to each other because that doesn't allow me to get creative. That doesn't allow me to play with formatting. That's the blank sheet of paper that I don't have to make it pretty, which, by the way, as I work with outsource or something else I teach, that's my favorite piece of advice. Here, I drew this. Make it pretty. I don't have the eye for design. So the task is this. Write 100 headlines. Ignore the platforms. Do not pay any mind as to whether it's going to be a video, whether it's going to be a blog post, whether it's going to be anything else. Just get those creative juices going to write 100 headlines across various markets. You can cheat, and 7 things you need to know about smoking, 7 things you need to know about weight loss, 7 things you need to know about IBS, whatever these things are. But the more creativity you bring to it, the better position you're going to be. You save this somewhere visible. And once in a while, you schedule time. There's no finding the time. There's only making the time. And you make that time to actually sit and produce a piece of content. Credit goes to Tim Ferriss, 4-hour work week for this. You set a timer. In the next 30 minutes, I'm going to write this thing. Because in the words of the great General George S. Patton, a good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan executed next week. So between now and next week, we're right on time at Friday at 9:50, you will have 100 headlines written. And that becomes your own personal swipe file to make use of. Who's going to take action? Awesome. Awesome. There's a red piece of paper in the back that says thank you. Thank all of you. And you've all been fantastic. I'll see you 3:30. I'm doing one on hypnotic phenomenon. And then Sunday at 3:30, learn how every 6 weeks I do a webinar and it generates massive income. Thank you.
Thank you.